Dairy barns have no shortage of high-tech applications. Stick around for Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Merck Animal Health has been busy advancing technology use in caring for dairy calves. Senior Product and Brand Manager Erica Tessman says calf monitoring is critical in the first few days and weeks of their lives.
Our unique LED monitoring ear tag will blink if a calf needs attention today. Any calf that doesn't need attention that day, the light won't blink. And really what that helps is detect the animals that need our attention today. They may or may not be sick, there may be something going on, but it really helps the people taking care of these calves at every given moment. This is who I need to focus my attention on, and everybody else is good to go. And that can really open other doors for future management decisions on these calves. They're the future of our dairy herd. We want to make sure that we're taking care of them as best we can from day one. And now we have the objective data to do that a lot better.
Tessman says the next stage in high-tech calf monitoring is being able to automate the transfer of the data right from the barn.
We also are going to be introducing a new handheld reader, which is going to be able to connect a lot of our identification technologies with our monitoring technologies, and that's going to be really phenomenal when we think about automating processes, taking human error out of the process of really record management, which is always what we want to be thinking about, how to make that routine a lot easier and then also more accurate.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.